This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A kind of amazing thing happened in the Congress of the United States last night. A bill passed the House on a vote of 403 to 12. Remarkable when you consider the level of animus in the corridors of power. For the first time in 40 years, Congress has updated the rules on chemical safety. The Toxic Substances Control Act of 1976 has been criticized for its weaknesses in consumer protection. The new bill is expected to pass the Senate this week and will eventually, when signed by the president, give the Environmental Protection Agency some new powers. Ashley Montite has that one.
A lot of people are jubilant about the passage of this bill. Richard Dennison is a senior scientist at the Environmental Defense Fund.
This is a really big deal.
He says it's the first major environmental legislation to pass in 25 years. And he says it went through because the damage chemicals can cause affects everyone, no matter their political stripes.
People know someone who got breast cancer at an early age or who was unable to conceive a child. Those are the kinds of effects that we're concerned about chemicals contributing to.
He says take trichloroethylene. It's used in spot cleaners the general public and dry cleaners use, and it's a known carcinogen. He says now the EPA can go after the uses that cause the most harm. Even the chemical industry is relieved about the new rules. Cal Dooley heads the American Chemistry Council. He says consumers were losing trust in chemical products.
We felt that by giving EPA greater access to information that our companies would produce, that would allow them to make a more affirmative determination of the safety of our chemicals in commerce.
In other words, it's about business. The industry's had to contend with stores taking matters into their own hands, refusing to stock certain plastics. States have also brought in their own regulations. Melanie Benesch, an attorney with the Environmental Working Group, says one problem is the EPA isn't getting enough funding. The chemical industry is kicking in $25 million to help pay for chemical reviews.
So for an industry that's reported close to $40 billion in profits, that's really pocket change.
She says to do the job right, the EPA is going to have to rely on Congress, which has often opposed the agency. I'm Ashley Miltite for Marketplace.